So I saw this one person's post on AboveTopSecret.com. Hi, I'm Maverick Hunter. And I thought the post was ridiculous because the person was saying that Osama bin Laden has been captured on New York. And then the person goes on to saying Hussein, of Ali Hussein, was the real person behind 9/11, because the person was in New York, New York at the time 9/11 happened. So I'm saying, like, wow, so you're saying that someone's been found in 9/11 and has had multiple addresses and has moved multiple times, and that means that they're behind the attacks. People like that should be ignored on the internet. I think there are a lot of people who are crazy on the net. And I admit I may have been out of it once or twice, but I've never been that crazy. I wouldn't lie to ATS, and I wouldn't lie to anyone on the net now. And when I tell you what I think, this person is full of BS. I'm calling bogus on this one. Guys, ignore this thread. And this is to you. I've been here wondering if the truth is out there and if the truth is in plain sight. I'm not here on a call bogus on your thread or call bogus for your thread, but I shall recollect what she said and make a statement. She claims that Osama bin Laden has a MySpace account. If this is true, the following is true, the nickname he uses is his real nickname, the user is a poser, and it is really him. The user uses his real name and his real address. Well, that doesn't have to be true, but at least, yes, he uses email address, and that's what I meant by using his address. She also claims that he lives in New York. If that's true, the following has to be true. The FBI knows his address. The FBI knows her address. She's either lying, or she's full of bogus. What I mean is that I hear lots of reports saying that Osama is in New York, but I haven't heard any confirmational reports. One of the person's posts said, in Leslie Power's post, said she found MySpace account of Seahorse and an article in Arabic talking about the dwindling population of seahorses. She said they might have been using this to attract younger Muslims, but I call BS on that because it's not like terrorists would care about using seahorses symbolism and making lots of claims about seahorses, about the dwindling population of seahorses. That's pure BS. I might show. You're claiming that because someone is there's a terrorist attack, that someone must be behind it. That's true. And also that someone is there, so a specific location means that Osama bin Laden is right there as we speak. Oh my gosh, sarcasm. Oh my gosh, he's right there. We have another custom recon. What you're saying is an FBI agent told you they had Osama bin Laden in custody. They lied to you, and they weren't... Well, they weren't lying to you. They were being sarcastic. I agree with one of the posters. I edited the post to take out the person. Come on, people. If we are to believe for lies, we are to believe anything posted on the internet. We shouldn't believe this bull. BS. Total BS. Oh my gosh. Sarcasm. I saw someone walking on the street. He has a long beard. Sarcasm. Oh my gosh, serious. The lack of coherence coming out of her posts. Leslie, if you're listening to this, amuses me. I'm not attacking her on her beliefs. I'm just stating an opinion. I don't think Osama bin Laden would be hiding in plain sight. There's a large difference between New York and... There's a large difference between New York and Afghanistan. I'm just saying that. Basically, I don't think Osama bin Laden is hiding out in plain sight. If it is, it's all within the New World Order scheme. So, scientists saw a mysterious object falling out of the sky. Saddam Hussein got hanged. It's all playing out for the New World Order. I predicted this would happen in 2004. I claimed that scientists would find a mysterious object out of the sky. Later on, sometime in the near future, I wrote that on my AM profile. And also, I definitely claimed to say that Saddam Hussein would be hanged. So, the U.S. tried to get them to spare him, but they couldn't, and what happened was the U.S. wasn't able to get them to stop the hanging. They wouldn't spare him, so they hanged him right away, because the odd turn of events. I think that Saddam Hussein should have been hanged. If he wasn't hanged, he's still alive, hanging out with the Sunnis. But I do call BS in that theory, because there are a lot of people there who wanted him dead. And we're not talking about people who wanted him alive. We're not talking about the Sunnis or the Shiites. We're talking about people who, basically, say that they want him dead, and these are people who want him dead. They don't want him alive, so I think they would have killed him if they would have killed him. If they didn't kill him, that's their fault, and I believe that's, pure BS. If they didn't kill him, we're screwed, basically. We're not screwed, rhetorically speaking, but if he isn't dead yet, what it means is that there's going to be a lot of more violence in Iraq. Either way, the Iraq situation, the Iran situation, the North Korean situation, all has to tie with the New World Order. It's all part of the New World Order's plan. Nothing can stop the New World Order. Once the New World Order is here, it will exterminate Al-Qaeda. It will capture all the terrorists. That's exactly what they want. They do not negotiate with the terrorists because they do not want any resistance with the NWO. The reason why... the Bush administration has been perfect pawns of the New World Order. The Bush administration tries to be strong. They try to use words like freedom, exterminate, Christianity, Muslim, terrorist. You look at the diction they use. If you noticed what they were speaking to an audience in chaos. They believe is in chaos. But then again, was it really necessary to rush into war with Iraq? I believe it was necessary to rush into war with Al-Qaeda. But I don't really see the need to go to war with Iraq. I mean, the war with Iraq created much more conflicts with the world and made the world a lot more dangerous than it was before. I believe the conflict will be over within 2 weeks, but this 2 generations, not 2 weeks. But, this is definitely falling into the New World Order's hands. The New World Order, like I said, wants conflict between the Middle East, the U.S., China. They want U.S. versus Arab world, the Arab world versus the Muslim world versus China versus North Korea versus Saudi Arabia versus Iran versus Israel versus Hezbollah versus Russia. They want this conflict. This is their conflict. This is their goal. If you don't believe me, look at the same guys behind the KGB doing performing a terror, counter-terror exercise in the streets of the UK. On that one day, I saw one person's post saying that they were the same guys behind the KGB. The KFS, the KGB, they're the same. This is my podcast on current events. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I'm signing off. 3, 2, 1.